Hey, welcome back to the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. I'm your host, Derek L. Calhoun, and I am so blessed to have you as an international listening audience. I appreciate you, and I hope that this podcast has become your favorite drive time podcast. Today, I want to talk about the revelation of God. Who is God? Where does he come from? What does he do? And you know what? There's some questions about God I may not be able to answer. Because in many ways, God is enigmatic. He's a mystery. But there's certain things he shares about himself that are found in the context of Scripture. Why is Scripture so important? Because Scripture tells us, in essence, the things that we need to know to make sure that we go back to the place from which we started. We started with God in heaven, and we wanted to spend eternity with God in heaven. And so we have to get to a place where we understand that reading the Scripture is tantamount. It's imperative. It's important that we learn the Scripture, that we learn about God. And I'm going to give you one reason why. The more you know about God, the more you know about yourself. Let me say that again. The more you know about God, the more you know about yourself. The Scripture declares this, that we were created in his image, male and female. If we were created in his image, male and female, then we have to know that there are distinct similarities between us and him. So let's look at Genesis and kind of delve into who he is and then develop an understanding of who we are. The first verse in Genesis says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Let's stop right there. The first thing that God tells us about himself is he is a creator. So all of us, no matter who we are, no matter where we are, no matter where we've been born in the world, we all have a creative capacity. Now, we know that naturally. Most of us have the ability to birth children, to be seed, and to be the carrier of the seed, the carrier of the egg, and then produce a child. That's part of it. But there are other things that we create every day. We create our atmospheres. We create the context of our homes. We create the narrative of our lives by the decisions we make. We are creators, and he's a creator. Let's move to verse 2. In verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. It was hovering over darkness and nothingness. So I want to tell you something about his creative ability. The thing that's unique about God, and the second point that I'm going to bring about today, is that God creates his best work in darkness and nothingness. And you and I can create our best work on a canvas of darkness and nothingness. When there's nothing there is when God creates the greatest things that he has created. And so when you look at our relationship with God, when we go through dark periods, when we go through periods of obscurity, when we go through periods where it seems like nothing is happening, and we seem like our lives are at a standstill, we can call on the name of Jesus. We can call on God to help us in these dark times, because looking at the narrative of Genesis, we literally see that God created the heavens and the earth and the birds of the air, the sea creatures and the water, and all the creeping things that are upon the earth out of nothing. The earth was created out of nothing. And so we have to be in position to understand that You don't have to have all your ducks lined up, but you do have to have a relationship with God. And this relationship with God will help you to start things with little things. So that's why the scripture says, be faithful over few things, I will make you ruler over much. A prime example in my life, when I started my church, I started my church with 14 people in a basement. But if you were to look at the work now, you would literally see the hand of God. But I didn't have a building. I didn't have an organization. I had a motley crew. It was just 14 of us. Wind up being 10. Four people could not see the vision. But God did something unique through us that still exists to this day. That was over 25. That was 25 years ago. So God can create out of nothing. And so can you. You can start your corporation out of nothing. You can begin your family with a vision. You can begin going to school with a vision. You just need a vision for your future. You have to see yourself doing something different. God had a vision for the earth, and he created what was already in his mind. Number three. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 4, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God speaks things into existence. So what does that mean? We have to watch our language. You cannot have a language that's negative, 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 negative. You can't live in the world of I can't, I won't, I couldn't. You can't live in a world of just excuses, the reason I didn't do this and the reason I didn't do that. You have to make a decision in your life to not be tethered to your past, to not be tethered to mistakes, to not be tethered to sin, to not be tethered to the negative consequences or circumstances of our life. You have to make a decision that regardless of the neighborhood that I live in, that I can be different, that I can turn this thing around. I have met hundreds of people who were born in adverse situations who are now doing very well in their life. And being well and doing well is not necessarily because you have $1 million in the bank. It's being in a place of contentment, being in a place of total fulfillment where you have completed and done the very best that you could do with the life that God has given you. You may have raised your kids in a small home, but the fact of the matter is you raised them, you loved them, you nurtured them, you encouraged them, and now they're on their way. So the context of being well is expanding who you are to the best of your God-given ability. Multiplying, being fruitful and multiplying. And there's a whole series on that I did maybe a year or two ago. You can go back in the annals and look at that. So God speaks things in existence. So here's what the scripture says. Out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. So we read the scripture and we put scripture on our heart so that our mouth has something positive to pull from. The other thing is death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you're speaking life out of your mouth, you'll eat the fruit of life. If you speak death out of your mouth, you'll eat the fruit of death. Which fruit do you want to eat? So be careful with the crowd that you hang around, because they also influence the way you speak and the way you see yourself. The Bible says that God said, he saw the light and that it was good. So whenever God says, let there be light, he also looks at the light to make sure that the light is good, that the light is functioning properly. So then here's something that we learn about God. Not only is God creator, not only does he use darkness and nothingness as his canvas, not only does God speak things into existence, but God inspects what he expects. And God saw the light. and he made sure that the light was good. And you'll see that context through the Bible in verse 4, verse 12, verse 18, verse 21, making sure that it was good. The other thing that you'll understand about God, just reading those first few verses, then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, and that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the heavens, the firmament, and divided the waters from which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. So here's something we learn about God. God is organized and God is logical. God always has a plan. He's not just freestyling it, just wilding out or pulling something out of his back pocket. We need to organize our lives. We need to structure our lives. Even a life of a freestyle person or a creative person needs to be structured in order to create their best work. God not only creates, but he's also a designer. He designs things. He was designing the firmaments in verses 6 and 7. The only thing that God made besides man was the heavens in these first few verses. But I also see that in verse 16, he made the two great lights, which would be the sun and the moon. So God was creating things. He was making things. He was designing things. We have the ability to do the same thing. When you raise a child, there's a young mind that you can shape, that you can help to create. So it's not just birthing a child. It's mentoring a child. It's loving a child. It's giving direction to a child. It's sitting and listening, having a listening ear to understand the child, to understand the times that our children are currently living in. We have to take the time to listen and nurture children. They need to know that we actually care. We cannot allow the internet, the television, or any other form of digital media to babysit our children. We have to take the time to be in their lives, to help design them so that they too get to know their creator. God named and gave a moniker to the various designs of everything in the earth. Verse 9 and 10, then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the water he called seas. And again, God inspected what he expected, and God saw that it was good. So let me say this. God named or gave a moniker to the various designs of creation. He cares about the finer details in life. God is a God of process and procedure. God organized time in verses 5 and 14. He organized the seasons, the days, the years. The first thing that God blessed were the creatures of the earth. Then last thing that I want to say about God, the creation is a demonstration of the love that God has for humanity. Because everything he created it for man. And we have to learn to understand that because God gave us everything we needed, we ought to now reciprocate by giving God our lives so that whatever his vision was for the earth, we can help that come to pass. You have been listening to the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. I am your host, Derek L. Calhoun. Please join me next week. Until then, go and influence the nations. God bless.